We're here today to make sure that the respectable face of the BNP doesn't con anybody into believing them.
Anyone else that defends it, that goes for the government, that goes for the police, that goes for everybody. But I stand for love. We stand for love for a team here.
You say something about why you're here today.
Well, I'm secretary of Notts Trades Council, and we feel it's very important that the Trades Council provides a lead to trade unions in the area and all new trade unionists to oppose the fascists. We oppose them now. We might not have any BNP councillors in Nottinghamshire, but we mustn't let them get a toehold anywhere, and that's why we come down to London to support people in London opposing Richard Barnbrook, who's now got elected there.
Why do you think it's particularly important for trade unionists and people in the Labour movement to be involved in anti-fascism?
Because the fascists will divide us, and as trade unionists we're trying to fight against oppression by the bosses at work, and the fascists were determined to be on the bosses' side. And, you know, I work in the public sector. We're in for trying to get a decent pay claim. And we know if they had the fascists in power, they would have us grovel to the bosses.
And do you think today's been fairly successful?
Yeah, I do. It's been fantastic. The number of trade union banners that are up. I've been really impressed by that. It's a really lively demonstration. And we can bring this good news back to Nottinghamshire and campaign locally.
And what sort of things are going on locally that people can get involved in?
Well, certainly we had the BNP tried to visit and have a meeting in Kimberley last year, which we opposed successfully. That never took place. They had a by-election in Ashfield and we opposed, and they lowered their vote. And coming up this summer, the BNP are trying to have a red, white and blue festival in Derbyshire, and we'll be opposing that as well.
Something about how you think today's gone?
Well, I think it's a start. It's only a start, and it's a long overdue start to the anti-fascist movement getting reorganised to confront the BNP. We've had too many years where people have been sleepwalking whilst the BNP have been growing in strength. And it's not been a huge demonstration, not nearly as big as it should have been, but at least it's a start to actually getting to physically oppose the BNP, harass their organisation. And it was really good on this march that we had one speaker, Mark Sawaka of the PCS, explicitly calling for people to support our campaign against the BNP festival.
And in August, the BNP are having their festival in the Midlands to promote their vile politics. And I hope all of us on the 15th and 16th of August will join those people who are going to picket and demonstrate against the BNP at their own event.
Do you want to say a brief little bit about what the details are for, a moment fairly sceptical, what the details are for that event?
Yeah, well, we're planning to be there, obviously, the whole or as much of the weekend as we can. But on the day when we expect most BNP members to be turning up, on the Saturday, we're intending to blockade as much as we can the entrances to the site from all points of view from 9 o'clock. We realise people from out around the country will probably not be able to get there till later. But if we can get a significant proportion blockading the streets, we hope we should be able to keep it up all day and have a really massive rally in the middle of the day.
So the idea is basically to try and stop people getting in?
If at all possible, it all depends on numbers. And, well, today, as I say, is an indication. We had the numbers that were here today, actually in Codner on the 16th. I think we could stop the BNP festival. But it's a question of whether the people prepared to come along today are prepared to go back to their areas and come again on the 16th and get more people with them.